Welcome back to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. I make mistakes on a daily basis. Some of them are big, some of them are small, and some I regret more than others. Today's episode may fall into the therapy category, as it finds Nick listening to me lament about unintentionally driving away a student of mine. Listen in as he helps me to own my mistake and find a little more grace. I had a hard situation. I had a student reach out to me after the next to last class and explained to me that they won't be returning to SAC because I drove them away. And I was really flabbergasted. What they meant. And then they went on to explain that it was a moment. Well, this is a person who was an over participant. And when I say that, it's just whenever we start a new lesson, I ask people to get up on stage to try it for the first time. And pretty much everyone gets to try everything in most instances. There are a few instances where they don't. And in every single instance, this person jumps up first, even when that person has just been in the last scene that what was on the stage. And so as this person jumped up, I'm on the stage and I put my hand out to this person and I said, hold off, let's give someone else a chance to
start
try
us
this one.
Yeah.
And they went back to their seat, seemed fine, but really weren't, because said, you physically stopped me from getting on that stage and embarrassed me in front of everybody with your loud voice. And I didn't remember it that way, but that doesn't matter, because they do. And they felt that, and they felt that, and I felt that when they said that. It was not my intent at all. I mean, I felt horrible about it, but it's like, what can you do at this point? So all I could do was apologize and saying, I'm really sorry. I did not intend for that at all. I really just wanted to give other people a chance to participate. But if I had known how this was going to affect you, I would have definitely done something different. So I'm really sorry about that. And please let me know if there's anything that I can do or say that will make you okay to come back to class and come join us for the showcase. I never heard anything back from them.
Aww.
So there's nothing. So guess what? And I have to own it, you know, because even though I've been doing it a long time and I don't think I've had this effect on anybody else, although I wouldn't know if they didn't tell me. Yeah, I just got to pay attention to how my actions affect these folks. I want to stretch them, and I do push them, and I'm very honest with them, but not brutal with them, you know. And I think in this instance, it wasn't intended as brutal, but it kind of ended up being that way. So I felt bad. I don't want anyone to be uncomfortable because of me. Well, a few people maybe.
Well, I think that it's the interesting thing to me is this day and age is that people do feel a little more free to come forward when they are made to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I wish there was a way to, I wish there was a way to fix this, obviously, because yeah. I feel bad for you and for this person, but it's tough when you realize that.
Mm.
And I think that if I was in that position where I was being made to feel uncomfortable, that I would hope that I would communicate that to the person and have them understand what happened so they would be more knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah. And that mission was accomplished.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, and they actually even wrote in the text that they sent me, I do not wish to have a debate or a conversation about this. But I felt like I needed to at least offer a response.
I think that's an interesting component to this, because I've heard that a couple of times from people that I've had professional issues with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, is it because you feel like I'm going to try to convince you otherwise? Am I going to try to gaslight you? Like, what is the reason for not wanting to talk this through a little bit more?
Or you want the parting shot. You want this to be the last thing
maybe,
said.
You maybe. Know, or avoid conflict altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, this is the amount of conflict that I'm willing to partake in, and I am done.
And guess what? You actually get to do that. You get to offer what you offer. That doesn't mean that I don't get to offer what I offer, but you don't have any obligation to respond to it.
Yep.
I feel hollow and empty because they didn't respond to it. And that's just because I want to just have the apology acknowledged so that they do realize that I do apologize. And I want them to at least let me, I don't expect absolution, you know, but I don't think this is a bad thing to ask forgiveness for. After teaching this person for 6 weeks and really teaching them well, because this person traveled a great distance. I mean, from where they started to where they were when they left, they learned some stuff and they were doing really well. And again, everyone starts in a different spot, but definite progress was made. And then this one thing. And I had also been rather tolerant of this person doing weird stuff and being a little bit difficult in certain situations. But again, I didn't get any leeway for that. And at the same time, it's okay too, because I did what I did. It hurt somebody, and now I know. So I'll do better, right? What else can you do?
That's it. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. As a younger man, and not that much younger, I would have taken something like this much more personally than Bob did, and with a ton of righteous indignation. I didn't like being told I did something wrong, or that I was wrong, or that I could be wrong. I kind of knew in my head that I couldn't do everything right, but when I ruffled feathers, I just wish I had known how to handle those things better. But I do now, and I hope you do too. Have a great day.